Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
A big crackdown announced today up in the Bronx. The NYPD and the Bronx DA have taken down what they call a network of people who made it their job to steal cars and car parts. And the end result, more than a dozen folks sitting in jail now, potentially headed to a life of making license plates. If they're found guilty, Mac Rosenberg now.
It's not often you hear law enforcement complimenting alleged criminals.
I want to give them a compliment. They were very hardworking people. They'd be out there all night.
Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny says these 16 gang members made it their job to steal valuable car parts. And they did it at least 252 times. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
It was a criminal enterprise worth more than $1.2 million in stolen property, and it ends today.
It began when they started getting hundreds of complaints per month, people's cars being found on milk crates. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Somebody said, and they probably stole the milk crates. Can you imagine what would happen if those boys had put their minds to something more productive? Instead of that, criminal element. A Long Island doctor, meantime, in court today. He's accused of writing fake prescriptions for a whole host of pills, then selling those scripts with help from his son.
The Nassau DA says this father and son worked together to peddle pills. The father is OBGYN Dr. Richard Taubman, who is accused of electronically prescribing oxycodone, Adderall, and Xanax. And his son Eric is accused of selling the pills. Their attorney said the father had a license to prescribe meds. Authorities said an alert pharmacist told detectives about the excessive prescriptions. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Also, earlier this week, we told you about the MTA's new European model to fight fare evasion on buses. Well, the plan could see fare agents scanning strap hangers' phones and credit cards to make sure they paid. Now, the MTA's chair and CEO getting ahead of criticism the program could face. Yeah, Jano said at a press conference they tested the program. Things went pretty good. But he acknowledged not everybody's all happy with it. Not everybody would want to hand over their phones to strangers.
I think that there is a very high rate of customer compliance. We haven't gotten a lot of pushback. It may happen, but this is the right way to validate fares in the 21st century in the Western world.
Libra's funny. He says, it may happen. You better believe it's going to happen. It'll be cussing on the bus. People will be like, I'm giving you my phone. Libra pointed out that this system has been incredibly successful, though, in countries all over the world, saying it's necessary if we want to cut down on fare evasion. Meantime, police on Long Island are asking for help with catching a lady who stole a package containing some pretty shiny loot. The theft happened back in March at a FedEx center in Melville. Police say the lady used a fake ID to pick up a package containing $19,000 worth of bling, bling, and bling. Silver bars, coins, the works. Today, they're out with a picture of her, but that's not all. Police say this wasn't her first rodeo. Oh, no. This woman allegedly used the same scheme at the same distribution center back in October of last year. Police say she picked up another person's package, making off with a watch valued at over $4,000. They're offering a cash reward now for any information that could lead to an arrest. Well, we're still a few months away from America's 250th birthday, but the city already gearing up for the festivities now. Today, they're teaching people about our role in the American Revolution with some high-tech help.
Francis Tavern played a key role in the events of 1776.
This war begins and ends in New York City, so there's every reason under the sun to think about the revolution from the point of view of New York City.
That's Peter Agnier of CUNY's Gotham Center at the launch of Echoes of the Revolution, an app that Will Humphrey explains takes you to key historic sites.
It looks to set you inside the experiences, the memories of the people who lived in the city during the revolution.
The app uses the visual framework of the video game Assassin's Creed to put you in their shoes. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And we all know how hard it is to find a place to live here in the Big Apple. Well, today, two state lawmakers want to make it a little easier for New York's most creative to find a place to hang their hat. State Senator Eric Botcher and Assemblymember Keith Powers out with a bill now to create affordable housing specifically for artists. The city has had a tough time building artist housing. Current laws don't let landlords designate homes for people with, you know, certain professions. Senator Boccia tells us artists are the lifeblood of our city.
New York City is indisputably the best city on earth. No one argues with that. That's because of our arts and culture. We're facing a crisis for artists. We're looking for things to do to address the problem. Here is an actionable step. I'm confident that our colleagues in the legislature and the governor are going to agree.
Back in the day, the city built artist housing developments like West Beth and Manhattan Plaza, but a new one hadn't sprung up in over two decades now. I didn't know they did that. Forest Hills gearing up for a star-studded summer.
Oh, the times they are changing.
Stadium just dropped their 2026 lineup for the year. Yeah, they got legends like Paul Simon and Bob Dylan getting some love. For the younger folk, they got some more modern icons like Erykah Badu and Hayley Williams will all be there. Performances kick off on June the 6th. It will run through October 10th. If you take the PATH train, listen up. Big changes on the way, everybody. In just a few days, PATH officials announced today that for the first time in two decades, every train on every PATH line will operate 7 days a week. Get out of here. But that's going to cost you, though, about a quarter more, bringing the total cost to $3.25. That's not all. PATH is also rolling out new tracks, trains, upgraded stations. That's thanks to more than $400 million in investments. Officials with PATH say that fare increase will help them pay for even more system upgrades. All these changes roll out on Monday, May the 4th. How about that? Airbnb giving a big gift to some of soccer's smallest fans. The company handing out 1,000 tickets to the World Cup to kids from New York and New Jersey. Airbnb says they'll use nonprofit organizations across New York and New Jersey to pick the lucky winners. These kiddos will have the chance to attend a game at MetLife, which could be the first time any of them have gone to any kind of global sporting event. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill said in a statement, hosting the World Cup is about so much more than the game being played on the field. It's about giving New Jersey families memories that will last a lifetime.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.